Hey guys, this is Apotheca Audio Boo, episode something, and this is an audio blog that I do in my spare time whenever I have a few minutes, because I like to record what I'm thinking about and hopefully come back later and laugh at myself. So a lot's been happening lately, and actually I was just listening to the most recent musical album that I wrote. Because I'm so hubris like that, you know, I think I'm so great and I listen to my own music. No. But, you know, sometimes I've heard musicians talk about if they should listen to their own music, if that makes them vain or not. But actually, if you're writing music, who are you really writing it for? Because obviously the person who should like it the most is you, because you wrote it with the ideas in mind of what you think good music constitutes. So I don't feel bad about listening to my own music, but I was listening to it, and I was thinking, I didn't really do anything today, because at work all the students are on vacation right now, so there's nothing going on, so I just kind of vegged out. And actually it's because I was on vacation pretty much nonstop, well, not nonstop, but almost for like the last 2 weeks. I went to Korea for about 10 days, and then I came back for a few days, and then I went to Osaka last weekend, because it was a holiday in Japan on Friday, so I took the opportunity to go to Osaka, and then I just took 2 days off this week to go there. So that was fun. It was the first time that I've, traveled to a new place alone, obviously I came to Korea and Japan basically by myself. Like, I was with other people, sort of, but for most of the time I was alone. But that wasn't traveling, that was just to live, so I feel like that's a little bit different. But yeah, I think this is like the first time I've gone really somewhere new that I haven't been before by myself. But I mean, it's not really that different, I guess, because like it's still in Japan, so like I still can speak whatever Japanese I can speak, and I still understand most of the cultural customs and how to get around and stuff like that. So it was actually, it was a little bit lonely. Like, I get really self-conscious when I'm out in public alone, especially in a foreign country. And, like, I think I have, like, the imaginary audience syndrome thing going on, right? Like, you think everybody's paying attention to you or sort of critiquing and criticizing you in their head, but nobody really cares. But, yeah, so the first few days, like, I felt a little bit down. And the other thing was that when I was in Korea, I got a really bad cold, and I flew back to Japan, and it actually ended up making my ears really plugged up. And so, like, even in Osaka, I couldn't really hear anything. And even right now, it hasn't gotten better yet, because I still have the cold. But I went to see an ear doctor when I was in Osaka, actually. So he gave me some medicine. So hopefully that'll be okay in a while. But yeah, I did have fun. There wasn't actually that much in Osaka that I wanted to see. I felt like my trip to Kyoto was more, I don't want to say fulfilling, but like more full of activities and stuff. Like, there was just more I wanted to see there and more I wanted to do. But I had fun in Osaka, and I actually ended up going to Kyoto again for one day, and then I went to Nara for another day. And so it was good. But now that I'm back here, like, I kind of have, like, sort of the post-vacation funk, even though at my job right now I'm not doing anything, so it's kind of still like I'm on vacation. Technically, spring vacation here just started. But I just, you know, I felt kind of, I'm feeling a little bit down on myself, because I feel like I haven't been productive lately. I haven't studied as much as I should be, and I haven't done any, like, artistic stuff. And I'd really like to do that again. And actually, I wanted to talk more about that, but I'm already out of time, so maybe I'll record another episode after this. We will see. Okay. Okay, I guess. Oh, that's weird. Okay, so Audioboo changed the maximum duration, or maybe they're just rewarding me for being awesome. Okay, that's good actually, because I find that 5 minute Audioboos are kind of short, especially when I spend the first minute or two just rambling. Well, that's a pleasant surprise. Maybe I can actually fit in what I wanted to say here. So I feel like I always want to be, I want every day to feel productive, which is unfortunate because I think that I have sort of a conflicting personality in that respect because I don't feel, I don't think I'm lazy, but I have trouble breaking up things into smaller chunks, if that makes any sense. Like, I'm the sort of person that wants, not instant gratification, but I want to see sort of the fruit of my labor come together very quickly, which I guess in a way is instant gratification, but it's at the same time I'm not expecting like to have some finished product from whatever I do quickly, but I would like it to be sooner than later, if that makes sense. So, like, I have some friends. I have a lot of friends actually that they do like creative artistic stuff, such as music and painting and sculpting and all this other stuff and photography and everything. I think some of them are writers too. Well, one of my best friends, Nate, is an actual comic book writer and also a writer. But I think that they are better at doing the artistic process in small pieces. They don't have the sort of immediacy, urgency that I sort of feel in wanting to do a lot of stuff. So in my wanting to do many things, I actually end up doing not very much at all. Which actually really saddens me because I'm already 25, and I guess 25 is not really that old technically, but like there's a lot of things that I would like. I wish that I had a body of work, of whatever, just cashed up already, like in case like if you die, which is morbid to say, but it's a possibility. Of course, well, obviously. But if you die, then you want, well, at least I would like to have something left behind that people can remember me by. And I don't feel like I want to be famous. And I don't really want to be noticed per se, but I want people to appreciate something that I've done indirectly. Or even like, I want people to, and not like, not even a lot of people, just some people, even my friends. I just want them to be able to enjoy and appreciate something that I have helped create in some way, even if they don't know that I was involved with it at all. Because I don't really, like, I'm not a person that likes to have the spotlight on themselves. It actually makes me, a little bit uncomfortable. So, for instance, in September, when I first came to Japan, I actually did like a small extra role in a TV drama. And it's not a big role at all, but it's also not like just standing in a crowd somewhere. I'm on screen, like saying stuff for a couple of seconds, and then there's another scene where I'm in the background. That is going to air next month, April, on TV in Japan. And it actually makes me happy to think about it because it's like it's something that I was a part of in some small way, and like lots of people will get to enjoy it, and so that's really cool. And like I want to do more stuff like that. I don't just like small bit parts in whatever, just to have it out there somewhere. Like have my, I guess my likeness, my image. No, but that's the same. That's going against what I said before. But just to be to exist, to be a part of something is really cool. And so I want to do more music and I want to do more like filming and more writing. But I'm lazy, so I have to figure out how.